This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load, hour number three. Once again, we get reminded of how the left just hates us all. And that they cannot be trusted at all on gun control. Enough about the lies. They just want some common sense gun control. They either want to lay down the foundation to ban and confiscate guns, or they just want to kill you. Or at least joke about it. In North Carolina, a Democrat running for sheriff joked about that during a meeting with Imams Demand Attention. I'm sorry, action. The race is on in Buncombe County. Buncombe. I know it well. I shouldn't be saying Buncombe. I drive through it all the time. Democrat Daryl Fisher, a candidate for Buncombe County Sheriff in North Carolina, joked he would be fine with prying guns from owners' cold, dead hands at a meeting with Imams Demand Action earlier in March. Fisher asked rhetorically, how far do we go? Any weapon that's designed for use by the military, I think we should ban. He told the gun control group that they shouldn't be intimidated by right-wing scare tactics. You've heard people say, you have to pry my guns from my cold, dead hands. The Democrat then shrugged his shoulders and commented, okay. For those quarterbacking this latest gun control push, are you guys aware of what's happening in your backyard? I think you probably are. And they say one thing, the cameras do not scare the country, but their supporters, the Democratic base, and obviously the rabid progressive wing of America want to ban guns. And they'll probably have zero problems with gun owners being killed. Killing people to save people. Granted, what else would you expect from a political movement that thinks it's perfectly fine to kill babies? It's just par for the course. And at the same time, it just shows why every election at every level is very, very, very important. Now, America, one thing you have to understand, America does not have a gun issue. The new climate change now for the left is guns and gun crime. Those who know nothing about the subject become experts. And we can call this Albert Gore-itis. College pottery majors and donkey cheese-eating Che Guevara t-shirt-wearing trust fund babies fancy themselves as firearms gurus. And for your information, donkey cheese is the world's most expensive. That doesn't bother me as much as the lying by withholding with the DMIC, the Democrat Media Industrial Complex, and redcoat gun-grabbing organizations funded by millionaires and billionaires such as former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg engage in when discussing guns and gun crime. So America doesn't have a gun issue. They have a Democrat-controlled issue, Democrat city-controlled issue, but they don't have a gun issue. Not a gun crime epidemic, anyway. There are epidemics in many locales and cities, but who do you think runs the vast majority of those cities? The NRA-funded Republicans? No. The lobbyists for firearm manufacturers? No. The vast majority of those cities have been run by Democrats for decades upon decades. But, you know, the top 20 cities with the highest gun murder rates, who are they? Let me help you with that one. Let's see. Well, where's the rankings? Anyway, New Orleans, 46.9 per 100,000. Detroit, 45 per 100,000. St. Louis, Baltimore, Oakland, Kansas City, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Atlanta, Philadelphia, Memphis, Buffalo, Washington, D.C., Stockton, Miami, Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, Chicago, Indianapolis, and then Tulsa. So that's based upon a five-year homicide rate with a population above 250,000 in the area. This coming, by the way, from the Trace. So, you know, Bloomberg's people. In terms of raw numbers, now I think Chicago takes the cake, but in terms of based upon population, probably not so much. But I digress. There's a lot of cities that overlap. The cities on the non-fatal list, absent on the murder list, are the Democrat-run cities as well. Except for the last one, which is Jacksonville, which I didn't even measure it. St. Louis, for example, Democrat mayors, only Democrat mayors, 90%. 90% of Democrat city council. For the last 15,000 days, there's only been Democrat mayors, 90% of Democrat city council. Baltimore, only Democrat mayors, only Democrat city council, 18,000 days. Philadelphia, only Democrat mayors, 90% of Democrat city council, 20,000 days. Chicago, only Democrat mayors, 90% of the Democrat city council, 30,000 days. The Democrats have ruled Chicago for longer than Stalin ruled the USSR, the Castros in Cuba, and the Kims in North Korea, and for longer than slavery was legal in the United States. Exhausting, isn't it? Then, if you start looking at the top 10 most violent cities, where they're measuring homicide, gun violence, gangs, pedophilia, and robberies, every city is a majority Democrat-controlled city. Several of those cities also appear in the aforementioned murder and non-fatal shooting lists. Because the FBI's ranking is per capita, several cities like Chicago and Newark, only Democrat mayors, 90%, city council, 23,000 days, are absent. So, if you're still with me, St. Louis, Baltimore, Detroit, and New Orleans crack the top 50 for the most dangerous cities on the planet. New Orleans has only elected Democrat mayors for the last 55,000 consecutive days. The United States as a nation has existed for 88,000 days. New Orleans City Council is in theory nonpartisan. I'll let you figure out how nonpartisan that is. As a side note, a report last year estimated that 60% of guns recovered in Chicago came from out of state, with 20% traced back to Indiana and others from Wisconsin. But it is difficult to determine from where exactly in each state the guns originated. And I believe it's reasonable to speculate that they came not from the rural areas, but from the big cities like Indianapolis and Milwaukee, which is run, of course, once again, drum roll please, by Democrats. So, for those of you that think that Wisconsin and Indiana are red states, why did that happen? Well, in a lot of cases, some of the red states are dead. Only blue and purple, per blue, exist. So, Democrats, well, stats don't lie, but the Democrats lie. Democrats sell local gun crime epidemics as national gun crime epidemics. And their sales pitch is effective. I rarely hear Republicans, conservatives, or even the NRA effectively combat that pitch. And they always pad the stat sheet by mixing in gun-related deaths from suicide and suspects shot and killed by cops. So the old saying, stats don't lie, statisticians do, can be used in any ideological context. So right now, our rights are under fire. We better be paying attention to that, shouldn't we? Don't you think? I think so. But that one thing about New Orleans, 55,000 days for the last... They've only had Democrat mayors for the last 55,000 days, and the United States as a nation only has existed for 88,000 days. Does that put any clarity on the issue for anybody? Because it certainly should. Because we're talking, the same people that were trying to design the policy now have already designed the policy in these cities, where they're cracking the top 50 most dangerous cities in the world. Yeah. So there you have it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. If it seems like I'm hammering on this way too much, that's because it makes me a little nervous, because he's getting a lot of adulation. And I'm talking about the profane egomaniac that the left media is worshipping right now, David Hogg. He is the poster boy for an ungracious, for the ungracious monsters that characterize a portion of Generation Z. you know, those guys that were born from the mid-1990s to the mid-2000s. This is the generation that has been the most seriously indoctrinated with the leftist ideology rather than any sort of actual education. And given that fact, it follows that they are the least knowledgeable about the Constitution, let alone the rest of American history. The Revolutionary War, the founding, the Civil War, World War I, II, Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan. They do not remember 9/11. They only know about the aftermath. They have no memory of what life was like before that day of infamy. And awareness of terrorism is a sad fact of their lives, if not personally, then on the nightly news from around the world. But at the same time, we are all instructed to respect Islam and are condemned if we utter the truth that terrorism is an Islamic problem. Young people today are taught to hate Jews and Israel, but to love and venerate Muslims. And they are taught to hate men, especially white men, and to revere a host of new gender identifications. And like the majority of teachers and professors who have indoctrinated Hogg's generation, Hogg feels justified maligning anyone who disagrees with him. This kid is a jerk. He is a despicable role model, and yet the leftist media can't get enough of him. Who among the baby boomer generation ever gave a thought to suicide bombers or terrorist plots? Cold War era air raid drills and earthquake protocols were the only orders of the day. Hogg is a depressing example of what too many of his generation's parents have engendered. This young man is arrogant. He is rude. He's profane and disrespectful of anyone who takes issue with his anti-gun, anti-NRA point of view. It is of no concern to him that if the armed guard on site had entered the building in which the kids were being shot, he might have saved lives. The deputies who arrived within minutes never entered the building either. They were either cowards or were ordered to stand down, or maybe both. No toxic masculinity on display that particular day. Sheriff Scott Israel is the Andrew McCabe of Broward County, a political animal interested only in protecting his job. That he's still in office is a travesty. Consider Superintendent Robert Runcie and the ridiculous on-its-face promise program. A Obama-prescribed policy is responsible for those 17 deaths. But David Hogg is a mindless tool, if there ever was one. He blames only the NRA, the preeminent gun safety organization in the country. And despite all of this, CNN, MSNBC, and PBS have put him up front as a voice of reason to which the rest of us should pay attention. Meanwhile, contributions and membership to the NRA have spiked. Hogg is becoming one of the best public relations voices for the NRA to come along in years. But he knows nothing about the Constitution and the Second Amendment or why it's so crucial to the American idea. This kid is like an adolescent Obama, all hat, no cattle. Full of bluster and fake rage, a self-promoter on steroids, if you want. Given his new celebrity, he probably has armed security everywhere he goes to shout at the rest of us about gun control. If it is true that his dad is ex-FBI, you can be sure he grew up with guns in his home, and his father is trained in the safe use of firearms. But where are his parents now? Is there no adult in his life who would tell him to stop shrinking like a benighted banshee? I guess not. Most parents would and should be horrified by a child who's so publicly full of himself, so ungracious, so crude. But this kid is a person the left loves at the moment, explains why they love Stormy Daniels so much. They have no standards. Hogg is the Adam Schiff of faux outrage, and at his core, he's just another shameless self-promoter. Now, most parents of a certain age would be paralyzed with humiliation by a child such as David Hogg. Our culture is broken. Our culture needs to be fixed. And David Hogg is the poster boy for everything that's wrong with the leftist indoctrination that has characterized parenting and education for the last 40-plus years. All of you out there that think at modern education, everything, you know, the other day when I came from the doctor, I was talking to Dr. John Adeen, and we were talking about how remarkable modern medicine is. And it is. It is. Modern education is an aberration of humanity, especially as it's practiced here in the United States. All of you that look at these things and think that this kid has been raised right or something, you got something wrong with you. You have something unbalanced about you. This kid in another time, in another place, if he had gotten this loud about anything, no matter what side he would have been on, you know, especially during the 60s, he would have vanished. One day there would be David Hogg up there throwing his little Hitler salute up there with his little fist, with his little forearm that's about as big around as my thumb. And the next day he'd be gone. He should actually be quite happy that enough people have been indoctrinated to the idea that he is supposed to, you know, have rights and stuff like that. And that he gets a fair choice and a fair chance at things that he wants to do. And this is the problem. This is the problem. So, you know, while everybody's sitting around here trying to figure something out, just remember that in another era, when I was growing up, this kid would have been beaten up. All right. Somebody this full of himself out there talking about all these people, about everybody's parents and everything, the football team would have dealt with this kid. And a lot of parents would have been nodding their head, going, uh-huh, there you go, uh-huh. And surprisingly, during my era, during my time as a child, we didn't have the problems that young David Hogg seems to have. Surprisingly. It just makes me wonder. Just makes me wonder what's going on. But I do know what's going on. I know what's going on right now. So I'm not that worried about it. So he will have his time in the sun, and he will be gone. Very shortly, he's going to be gone. He's going to be done. He's not going to be gone because somebody's taking care of him or anything. He's going to be gone because his time will have come, and it's going to be over. And they will move on to the next big thing. Don't kid yourselves about that either. Don't kid yourself. We still, as far as just these mass murders are concerned, we still don't know what happened in Las Vegas altogether. That's still out there floating around. Everybody's like, well, I don't know when it's going to happen. This kid's about to be upstate. He doesn't even know it. Go lift some weight, son. You just need a little body mass. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Do you remember the Kobayashi Maru scene in Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, and then in Star Trek I, the reboot and everything else? You know, sometimes you just end up with no good options. Trump just had that happen with the omnibus abomination, and don't be fooled by the passive voice. He deserves some blame for letting it come to this. The absolutely essential military spending was wrapped in a fat suit of glistening rancid pork, and the congressional rats had already abandoned the ship and fled out of town when it was dumped on his desk. So he had a very stark choice. He could sign it and enrage his base, but ensure our military could prepare for the wars looming on the horizon. Or he could veto it and launch a government shutdown with about 0% succeeding in getting a significantly better deal. So he chose the least worst of the two bad options. And I'm not going to lose my shift over this one. Okay? This was a last-minute congressional jam-down of a swamp-generated monstrosity, and Trump deserves a slice of the blame for not seeing it coming. He evidently failed to ensure that his priorities and preferences were included as this sausage was being made, and suddenly the whole thing dropped on him and us, seemingly out of nowhere, and became a thing overnight. Except it wasn't overnight. This train has been coming down the tracks for 3 months. The congressional weasel succeeded in sneaking it right before they ditched town, and Trump is liable for letting himself be put in that position, but the GOP leadership is responsible for putting him there. Now, the people who hate Trump anyway, many of whom would have squealed with squishy glee had President Jeff or Foamy Marco signed the bill, were delighted for a chance to scream betrayal, turncoat cuck about this choice. For many of them, it's just another chance to tear apart the Republican coalition that rejected them. Some of them still dream of getting a slot in the Ben Sass administration, but none of them offered a game plan for an alternative. So what was the alternative? Step one, veto the bill. Step two, question mark. Step three, Congress passes conservative spending bill we all love. If anyone could explain step two to me, I'd sure appreciate it. Because that's the kind of the key step, and no one seems to have a good answer for what it might have consisted of. Simple fact is that while the GOP has a majority, conservatives do not. So step two can't be wishing or wanting or waving the magic wand. If you think a government shutdown caused by Trump's veto would result in a better outcome, well, explain that one to me if you could. I'd be interested to see a citation to a governmental shutdown that the shutter downer won. Ask Chuckie Schumer how that worked out. There isn't one. People like us love government shutdowns because we think the government sucks, but the rest of America doesn't. And it just doesn't. I don't want to be that to be the truth, and I don't like it, but that's how it is. We're not yet an unassailable majority in the United States, yet the dictatorship the left desires. So we cannot just decree that our wishes become reality. We have to compromise and make deals, and it annoys me to no end. This was an overcompromise, and it was a bad deal. This bill is not what Trump promised and not what we voted for, and the base is mad. They're furious, and it has a right to be. We've been mad at the saps in the GOP Congressional Caucus forever, and we've slowly but surely been turning out the simps and the squishes. And there are many, many, many more to go. But a lot of the anger, guided by the giddy libs and the eager Fridocons, is directed at Trump. Some of it is justified. He let himself get pushed into the corner, and he needs to reach out and get some advisors who actually agree with his program. But a lot of the base's fury is overblown. I get it. It's completely understandable. In fact, it's inevitable that Trump's supporters are going to be ticked off. We have been lied to, we've been betrayed for decades, and anything that even hints at a continuation of that pattern spins us up to rage level 11. But the fact is that this was a screw-up that led to him being faced with two bad choices, and we need to see clearly what happened. We weren't betrayed. It's not over, and Trump has totally lost my support is exactly what your enemies want you to say. The way to win, first of all, is to not say what your enemies want you to say. This was a bump in the road. It's a road that includes Justice Gorsuch defeating ISIS, Keystone, regulatory rollback, tax cuts, and many other conservative achievements. Our enemies would love nothing more than for us to throw it all away because we got a case of the Mads with a Z. But that would be pretty dumb. There's another spending fight coming, and Trump says he won't sign another flaming pile of garbage like this. And after the reaction he got the other day, it's likely that he will keep his word. He should demand that he receive the next bill in final form 30 days before the deadline, not more than 30 minutes to read 2,200 pages of nonsense. That will give some real conservative leaders a chance to disinfect it with sunlight, like Rand Paul tried to do while he was highlighting the flotsam and the jetsam in the last one. Finally, Mitch McConnell needs to earn the base's lost confidence by getting the GOP to toss out the filibuster rule and start passing out priorities, because if these hacks blow the Senate majority, and they could, Chuckie Schumer will do that the first day anyway. If they take over the Senate, there will be no 60 votes anymore. It will be 51, period. And that would be really good for morale to get Rick Grenell and the other hung-up nominees confirmed. If McConnell has to change the rules to outflank the Democrat obstruction, okie doke. Now, what do the rest of us do? We don't quit. We get up and we brush ourselves off and we get ready to ball our fists back up and get back in the fight. We need to tighten the hell up and jump back in the game. And if you can't take a hit, if you can't stand to encounter an obstacle, if you're giving up everything because something goes wrong, you're not really committed to recovering your country and your own freedom. This isn't going to be easy. This is going to be hard. This is going to take a lot of time. Rome wasn't built in a day, and draining the swamp will not be done in a day either. We're going to have more days like Omnibus Friday in the future. A whole lot of them. And that's how it goes. But another thing to remember how it goes, remember days like November the 8th, 2016, when the liberals were spread out before us, sobbing as their hideous lib-fascist dreams died before their eyes, before our eyes. Those kind of days make all of this worthwhile. If you're going to follow politics, understand this. Politics is a dirty game. It's a dirty game. There's a lot of Republicans that don't like Trump because they like... a lot of guys look at politics as a gentleman's game. But you only get to a certain point where it's a gentleman's game if you're actually doing something effective. If you're not doing anything effective, then it has to become something like Trump's game. And Trump is better at it than anybody out there right now. Now, this time, this was bad. But at the same time, doing like any businessman would do, which is why I keep telling you, he's apolitical. He may have won the Republicans, and he may have won the Republican GOP, and he may be a Republican president in name. In practice, he's going to get something done. And in this world, moving the ball to get, like, the military spending done, that's something that had to be done. That's something that had to be done. It was a little bit like being like me, you know, susceptible to cholesterol and everything, and having a hamburger, a fat burger wrapped in bacon. But it, you know, he did what the Kobayashi Maru told him he had to do, which was the best thing, even though it was a bad thing. Sometimes there's just not any good options. Your congressman made that happen. So if they're home right now, feel free to be beating on their heads with hammers. Of course, figuratively. Don't go beat on their heads with real hammers. That is frowned upon. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
That? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Time on the firing line.
Behind you, another runner.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. In the chat room, I was President Trump could have talked to American people and explained why he vetoed, but why do the Republicans keep putting us in this position, following Dems instead of doing what they need to do and telling Dems to pack sand? Because they don't have a reproductive system. Simple as I can make it. So, coming from the Washington Post, we get this little this little ditty. They wrote an article called Austin revives a question: what is terrorism? The probing question here should be revives a question by whom? Washington Post and their agenda-driven news reportage starts out with the following. The string of bombings in Austin revived an ongoing debate over how the government investigates and prosecutes terrorism, revealing a split between the way many Americans think about terrorism and the way U.S. law defines it. So this begs for the response. How do Americans think, and by what metrics or studies does the Post make that kind of claim? All of that is absent from the article, apart from a few anecdotal quotes that reflect a sample size, nowhere near the number necessary to make any sort of educated claim. They then state that law enforcement officials also found themselves dealing with a familiar question: why don't they call this terrorism? Once again, here we have a quote that is not attributed to anybody. Surely, if it were so familiar, the Post could have found someone, anybody, to attribute it to. Maybe David Hogg, I don't know. The article states law enforcement officials have repeatedly said the Austin bomber terrorized the community. They also made it clear that they have not found indicators that he was inspired by any foreign terrorist group, or any hate group for that matter. So, yes, there is a difference between being terrorized and terrorism, which raises a question: what is the point of the article? And then we learn. They continue on. In an era when a disturbed person with a weapon can kill randomly in public, the legal distinctions between terrorism, hate crime, and a killing rampage can seem less meaningful. Then they quote a Professor Lankford, a so-called expert on mass killers, who talks about how a lot of people talk about a double standard being used. Did he really state a professorial view by using the evidence of a lot of people, without some sort of a study to back that up? But then he brings up the following. If this guy's Muslim, you're going to call him a terrorist. And if he's not, you're going to use some other label. Of course, all cases of Islamic mass murders in America and Europe have included the murderer shouting, Allahu Akbar, an Islamist war crime. But we keep getting closer to the point of the article. Langford said that whatever mass killers' particular motivations might be, they tend to share certain psychological traits that may be more important than their agendas. Such traits include a sense of victimization, a pattern of seeking negative attention, and being suicidal or not caring whether they live. Viola. I'm sorry. I mispronounced that. Viola. Anyway, the Post is aiming to blur all types of killing. It is clearly an attempt to defend Islamic terrorism in presenting that all mass murder is basically the same. And they leave the truth of the situation to the end when most readers have already quit the article with a quote from Brian Levin, head of the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism in California State University at San Bernardino. He states, if all violence is labeled terrorism, then the definition fails as well. That was the goal of the Washington Post with the printing of this article, for it all to fail. You know, I don't want to make a big generalization here, but I really get tired of all these academic pointy heads getting out there and talking this kind of nonsense when it's just semantics. That's all it is semantics. Now, I'm going to nerd out on you a little bit on the AR-15, okay? I saw where people were saying the AR-15 isn't for home defense. I also saw that whoever wrote it doesn't know anything about guns. It was written by someone who is apparently terrified by the idea of a private citizen having an effective, lightweight means of defense, and her arguments proved it that she was making throughout her article. So here's a few of these, if I may present them to you. The AR-15 was designed for military use. She writes, in 1957, the United States Army asked Armalite to produce a lighter weight rifle capable of piercing both sides of a standard Army helmet at 500 meters. After extensive research on the effectiveness of weapons in war and how these weapons injured soldiers, the AR-15 was created to be an efficient rifle that could cause mass amounts of damage quickly. In the 1960s, the AR-15 became known as the M16. First of all, the fact that the weapon was developed for military use is completely irrelevant. GPS was developed for military use, too, but a lot of you use this to find Starbucks. Second, the history isn't right. The Army never asked Armalite for anything. Armalite developed the weapon because the Army wanted it, but they weren't the only one in consideration. Anybody's paid any attention to some of these new weapon things they have going on? You know it takes years to get the military to buy it. Years where they're marketed to civilians instead. And it wasn't until Colt bought the design that Uncle Sam gave the right to go ahead. And then again, that's still irrelevant. The reasons the military adopted it are some of the very same reasons as ideal for home defense. Saying it was designed for military use is neither here nor there. She also writes, the AR-15 wastes ammunition. If you're going to use a gun as your first line of defense, do you want a gun that sprays bullets everywhere in rapid succession? The assault part of assault rifle describes the deadliness of the AR-15. In his piece for Slate, Peters noted the AR-15 can fire up to 45 rounds per minute. Well, one that's broken could. 45 rounds per minute. I'm sorry. Anyway, she continues, if you're attempting to use this gun for self-defense, if someone is attacking you and your family, it's not the best move. Bullets are going to be flying everywhere, and the potential to hit a family member, a neighbor, a pet, a fern, or even yourself seems dangerously high. Now we see someone who's confused the AR-15 with the M4, because the AR-15 is semi-automatic. You may waste ammo, but it's because you're pulling the trigger too much and too fast. And just because it can fire 45 rounds per minute doesn't mean it will. That's based upon a full mag dump. And I got to tell you, I can dump about three of those in a minute. I'm just that good. Most people aren't going to bump fire the thing at a burglar, so the argument is irrelevant. Then she writes, the AR-15 is a vanity rifle. One of the reasons why it's so popular is because it can be endlessly customized. Never mind that the ease of customization can lead to owners unwittingly violating state law. Holding a rifle that can fire 45 rounds per minute is certainly not going to make a person feel powerful, but is it actually making them safer? No, the AR-15 is a weapon that gun owners can brag about owning, but its usefulness and self-protection is questionable at best. So, point three says nothing at all. Sure, you can customize an AR-15 into illegality, but that doesn't make it a vanity rifle, whatever the hell that means. It just means that some people are unfamiliar with state law. But it's also worth noting that most sellers of accessories won't ship products to states where they're illegal. So here we have a big nothing burger with cheese. As for everything else being made at this point, she's arguing by assertion. She says it's so, but she hasn't presented any new evidence that she's right. And based on the other evidence she's presented, I kind of know why. Then we get the odds of an AR-15 or any gun being used for home defense are low. The idea that if good people have guns, then everyone will be safe is simply ridiculous. Whether you have an AR-15 or a pistol in your home, the chances of you ever using it for home defense are minuscule. In 2012, the Violence Policy Center released data that revealed only 259 justified homicide cases in which people killed others in self-defense were confirmed in the United States. In contrast, there were 1.2 million violent crimes in 2012. Even more alarming, the LA Times reported there were just one justifiable killing for 32 murders, suicides, or accidental deaths. What's with this fascination for killing people? Most people that use guns in self-defense don't pull the trigger 97% of the time. So let's take that 259 and multiply that by I don't know what, and we get what we get. But anyway, I just had to pass that out because, once again, some idiot who obviously doesn't know anything about what they're talking about, probably has never even held one of these things, is writing about them yet again. But guess what? Spike's Tactical, mine is getting built right now. And I will have it soon. Tomorrow night it's going to be me, Rob Morse, and possibly either Spikes or somebody else. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what we get done. Between now and then, remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Thank you, sir.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.